This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm so tired of these damn Nepo babies. They complain when they get roles, and then they complain when they don't get roles. Whole time, you're rich. If I was rich, I wouldn't even be here right now. Wrap it up. Yup, it's TMZ Verified the Podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
I feel like we need to have a moment of silence.
For the week I'm having?
No, for TikTok.
Oh.
Because the week you're having. There is a looming TikTok ban. That means we will be out of a job officially. No more TMZ Verified. Let's just wrap this up. That's all we talk about. No more TikTok. There is a TikTok ban that has first passed the House, then it passed the Senate, and now it's passed the President.
And that's when you know shit's bad.
I know.
It gets up there, it's serious business.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to tell y'all like what's next for TikTok, mm-hmm. because it could be nothing, to be honest.
Or could be changing it up.
All right, we'll see. Also, I love a good Nepo baby. Actually, I don't really like Nepo babies in the sense of like, I'm not a Nepo baby.
Or like your God's favorite, like shut
yeah, up. Like relax. Anyway, John Bon Jovi is complaining because his little nepotist son can't get an acting job. And like, this is the kind of justice I live for in the world.
Okay.
Because he probably can't act.
Oh, here we go.
I'll tell you.
This is the talent rant. Yep, here we go.
Okay.
This is a good one, guys.
I'm going to tell you about that drama.
Yeah, Riled has a talent rant.
For the Disney people out there, there is a young college student. She's an adult. She's working at Disney in the Disney College program. But she got fired because she posted photos of her in the Snow White costume on her Instagram, and not like her in the exact one, but like implying that she was Snow White, and then she got axed. We're going to tell y'all what a source close to the situation from the Disney side has said in response. And it's kind of like obvious.
But it's juicy.
It's a little juicy. But I want to start with what may be the end of our podcast here.
Listen.
It's been real knowing y'all. But
the fact that this is even a conversation about getting rid of this, like Snapchat's never.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
So on Wednesday, President Joe Biden, he signed a bill that came from the Senate or that passed the Senate on Tuesday. So basically, if y'all don't know a lot about government, I'm gonna break it down for y'all real quick. So first, it is the House. So if there's a bill that is written, it has to go through the House, number one. Number two, the Senate. And the Senate signs it, and then it goes to the President. And then the President signs it into law. If you're listening, you have to watch on YouTube to see Stephanie's hand movement.
I had hand movement.
Thank you for helping me
you're
get
welcome.
Through that. But it passed the Senate, and President Biden, he signed the bill on Wednesday. It was a part of a larger package, and that was kind of done, this is more like political, but they put it in a larger $95 million package. Essentially to get it pushed faster because it was like other things that they needed to get signed into law. So they just crumbled it up in that larger package. But anyway, Congress, the President, the Senate, they all want TikTok gone.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens now? TikTok essentially has 9 months, I believe,
mm-hmm.
to decide whether they will sell TikTok or whether they will. I don't really know what the alternative is. You either got to sell it or it goes bye-bye. Steph? Your thoughts.
Okay. As we all know, TikTok is the main source of a lot of information mm-hmm. that, for example, I probably wouldn't know.
No, facts.
Okay.
Facts.
I have a conspiracy. I know we're doing
I love a good conspiracy.
I know. I know you guys are all going to agree with me.
Okay.
We are learning more than we ever should on this app that the government does not want us to know.
Exactly.
And the power of numbers on this app is astronomical, and the way to stop that is what?
Shutting it down.
And sending it where? Right to the top.
I feel like we are, what you said is perfectly right. Like, there's been so many movements
yep.
or, like, things that have happened
influence.
In society. Yes,
yeah.
from TikTok.
And we're not talking like the TikToker virally, like, you know, funny videos or like, oh, this girl mixed slime.
Yeah, it's we ain't like, talking about hitting the whoa and none of that.
Hey, like, you know, I got robbed at this, so like this deli, and like you would never know that unless that person posted it. Remember when all the girls were getting punched in New York City?
Stuff like that. No, for real. Like, well, even here in like LA, they'll be like, check out this taco spot.
Yep.
And then it's like a mom and dad taco spot that is now like doing really well and successful.
Making money.
Exactly. Okay, so like there are like benefits to TikTok. And I think that what, like we got to give both arguments. So I think that a lot of the arguments from the political side is that like the potential security risk with like our data. And a lot of those, I know, right? Because if we ain't, as if Facebook don't got our data, Instagram got our data. No, LinkedIn got my data. Everything got our data. But anyway, there's the proponents of this bill are just saying that, like, essentially, like, it is leaving Americans open for, like, potential cyber attacks or, like, misuse of data.
AKA, you guys are communicating too much, learning too many things.
Exactly.
Also, I have another argument.
Okay.
And I know you all guys are also going to agree with this. It's hilarious that this is going to the top almost immediately, but there's bigger issues that never see the top.
Oh my God.
Make it make sense.
I can give America a list of things that I would like for them to do instead of banning TikTok. For example, the rent, Joe, the rent.
Right.
It's too damn expensive. We can't afford to
Healthcare.
Live.
Healthcare.
Why are eggs $5 still?
Eye for an eye.
Eggs went up, they never come all the way back down. The roads in Los Angeles and
if
other
you're
cities.
A predator, more time in jail.
Come on with it. What else we got?
Don't even get me started. Abortion. Like, so
give
many...
Give people back their rights. Exactly.
Like, there's so many things that I really think we really looked at the list and go...
They went all the way to the bottom.
They go, this one.
Did we forget about guns?
I'm like, so upset about this because that's the thing that I know everyone universally is going to agree on. Forget TikTok, forget Snapchat, Facebook, all this, like, rights to my privacy. What about bigger issues that matter that are not being even discussed?
And I ain't never forget Joe Biden said he would forgive our student loans, and he still ain't forgive my student loans.
It's giving the guy that, like, tells you, like, you know, oh, my God, I'm going to, like, treat you so right. And then you're his girlfriend,
you're
like,
so much,
I'm literally bored. You have not taken me outside.
Just broken promises, Joe Biden.
Yeah, I just, like, if we were dating Joe Biden, trouble in paradise.
All right, so what is TikTok saying? Because TikTok is, they're not going down without a fight.
So, are you asking me?
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so TikTok is obviously on the one, you're either on the conspiracy side of like, the reason they're pushing this to the top is because it threatens like power in numbers. I really believe that's what's going on.
Yeah.
They will never tell us that. And there's a sound that's trending on TikTok right now called, if you think the government would never do that, think again. You know, when people tell you like, oh, the government would never do that, think again. And then they're giving examples of other times that they've, you know, made things like or covered up things and stuff like that. The other option, and this is like the only two options at this point, is people saying, yes, it does give too much privacy away to where does the line draw in terms of like, how much is too much information on things?
And I think it's also important to note, not that we're playing like the government's advocate, because I am not pro.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But like, there is no TikTok in China, y'all. And there is a reason why there is no TikTok in China. I don't really know the reason why there is no. I don't know. I heard that they have a different app. It's called, I think it's Douyin or something to that effect. But that is apparently heavily monitored by
the government.
The government in China. But however, there's this app that was developed in China that is available in America and other countries that the people in China can't even access. So it's like it is a little telling that they don't want their own people on their app. And then they're advocating for Americans to have access to the app.
Yeah, let's just sum it up in a little like package.
It's a little weird.
You can make a lot of money on TikTok. You can spread a lot of information quickly. You can spread information that the government doesn't want us to know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can spread false information to their argument.
Yeah, so what is TikTok saying, the actual company? So TikTok is saying that they are like not going down without a fight. They are threatening legal action. And here's a little bit of what the TikTok CEO had to say.
Hi, everyone. It's Sho here. As you may have heard, Congress passed a bill that the president signed into law that is designed to ban TikTok in the United States. That will take TikTok away from you and 170 million Americans who find community and connection on our platform. It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom. Rest assured, We aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side.
Okay. First of all, sir, you should not be going that hard. Okay.
Oh, I disagree with you.
He's going so ham.
I disagree. I think this looks like the nicest guy. He had great points. He really killed that.
No, every time I see TikTok responding to any of this drama, like even the first time when they sent out that message on everyone's TikTok being like, your government's trying to ban our app. It's always kind of a, like, what's the, like, fear-mongering?
No.
Like, the government's trying to take away your rights. This is your freedom of speech. Sir, well, why y'all ain't got it in China?
Listen,
why don't they have it in China?
Because the government doesn't want them to have that much freedom. Hello?
Why?
Because the power in numbers and information. This is so obvious.
That is why the Chinese government doesn't want people in China to have it.
Correct.
And that's also why the American government doesn't want people in America to have it.
There's a reason they don't want us to have that freedom, because it's like it goes against them, if that makes sense.
Right.
We become more powerful than the
Chinese government also doesn't want the people in China to have that same freedom.
No shit. They don't want their people to have any
governments. Down with all the governments. What? No, I'm joking. I do think. I think.
What do we always say? What's got to do with the price of tea in
China?
Because, like, literally, what the hell? Like, obviously, the government doesn't want us to have it because, and same with the Chinese government. I'm honestly not on the board. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I would like for them to honestly mind their damn business.
But
like,
he was very well spoken. He had great points. I would love a little better lighting because we're on TikTok. You're the TikTok CEO, but I'm not going to complain. And I would love the DSLR vibe.
Okay.
Camera.
So we don't know what'll happen with TikTok. Like I said, they have the deadline for them to sell TikTok is not until January 19th, 2025. So we'll have TikTok at least through like the rest of this year through the presidential election, which I think was actually.
Hello. How funny is that? They're going to end it right then.
Right after. So that means we're going to see a whole lot of propaganda one way or another.
And then we won't be able to talk about the ending result.
And if there's another riot or attempted coup of the government, mm-hmm. we won't be able to share the information.
And we won't be able to say where we're meeting or what we're upset about.
Wow.
Instagram's going to really pop off, though.
And that's probably what they want.
It's so fucked up. And also, this reminds me of, like, have you heard about the and then we can tap this. I know I'm really going into it. Guys, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The conspiracy on TikTok where, like, they kill off these people that are doctors and, like, have, like, cures for cancer and, like, blah, blah, blah. There's a conspiracy that, like, the government can, we don't know what we're talking
not
about right now.
The Dr. Sebi tip. Look, I know exactly who you're talking about. Exactly.
Isn't that crazy, though? Like, this man fully had a cure for cancer, and they go, kill him.
Conspiracies.
Yeah, we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. But that could be the same vibe.
Same
it's like,
situation.
We have information. They're like, absolutely
y'all
not.
Don't need to know that. Okay. Well, we'll have to see where this goes. You are really fired up about this. January, you don't care about nothing else.
These topics. Like, this is the only one I want to talk about. Just kidding.
January 19th, 2025. We'll have to see.
Party. RIP. We all dress in black.
We should have a funeral.
RIP.
RIP. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten, Rakuten. Moving on. Rocker Bon Jovi. I guess I got to say John Bon Jovi, but I feel like people just know him as Bon Jovi.
His son.
Well, his son's name is Jake Bon Jovi. The dad's name is John Bon Jovi. Still weird.
Yeah.
All right. So y'all know Bon Jovi, super, super famous musician from back in the day. Why are you laughing at me?
Because, yeah, like we all know.
Because everybody, okay. I didn't. Look, there might be some black people.
There's sometimes, yeah, I know. There's sometimes where like we get two friends on here, and I'm like, ugh, everyone knows that.
I'm okay, like, yeah, no, go. People don't know that. Anyway, Bon Jovi, he is pissed because his son Jake Bon Jovi, who is an aspiring actor, can't get any roles, and Bon Jovi says it's all because of Zoom.
What does he look like? Pull up a pic.
I'm sure the pic is up. Pic is up right now. But Bon Jovi says, my son is a young, aspiring actor. He would have that magic when he walked into a room. But he came up during COVID. So essentially all the interviews or all the auditions are on Zoom. So he's Bon Jovi's claim is that the casting directors can't really see how good his son is because they're only watching on Zoom, as opposed to him coming in the room and really showing his charisma.
What the hell?
Learn to act better, because I don't understand. Like,
what does he look like?
He's attractive. He's an attractive white dude.
Okay, then.
He has absolutely no reason to not get a job.
Okay, well, except, then maybe he's not talented.
Yeah, like, the bottom line is, he don't got no damn skills. Like,
this is actually the opposite argument that he's trying to make. He's saying, hello, I know there's a million bajillion actors out there, but because I'm Bon Jovi, you need to pay attention to Jake right now.
Right now. And it's also like, if he's doing an audition on Zoom and someone's watching him on a screen, mm-hmm. do you know what happens when you are in a movie or a television show?
We're watching. That's a good point.
We're watching you on screen. So if you ain't got enough oomph to be popping on a Zoom, you ain't gonna be good on a TV show, bruh. Like,
that's so smart.
Sit your untalented rich ass down.
One thing about Wild, he's gonna bring up if you don't have talent.
Don't be rich and untalented. Like, pick a damn struggle.
And if you're going to, lay it down in your little chair and just...
I was about to say, just sit there and eat your caviar.
Because, like, how many other actors could use it other than... Does Bon Jovi's son really need the money to be an actor?
No. He's only doing it because why? Jake Bon Jovi is married to Millie Bobby Brown. So what he's seeing is... Exactly. He's like, damn, my girl is a world... Like, Millie Bobby Brown is arguably one of the biggest young actors in Hollywood.
I actually don't like that they're like... He's trying to, like...
Yeah, he's trying to basically, like... bully people into putting his son in the movies and TV shows. And it's like, no.
Also, like, if your wife is, I feel like that doesn't work really. If we're in the same lane, the relationships kind of has like an off balance because we're competing.
Yeah, literally.
And you're never going to win against Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown is so lit, but also, don't nobody know who Jake Bon Jovi is. Like, I'm so tired of these damn Nepo babies. They complain when they get roles, and then they complain when they don't get roles. Whole time, you're rich. If I was rich, I wouldn't even be here right now. Wrap it up. Like,
right. Like, why are we trying to have a job?
I wouldn't even be working. Why would I work?
Exactly.
I'd be at Starbucks.
Guys,
right now.
We only have passions right now because, like, we need a job.
Because we need a damn passion. Like, we. If I could spend the rest of my life being like, excuse me, I am Bon Jovi Jr., I would be Bon Jovi Jr.
I'd
forever.
Be like, do. Wow, do you want to go to the Caribbean tomorrow?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
oh my God.
Okay, well, to wrap this up, I think that Nepo babies, yes, there are very, very few that are like actually talented. It's like, wow, you really deserve this role. Otherwise, it's like, oh, they're just using you actually because of your parents.
And the thing is, if you are Bon Jovi's son,
be a singer.
But that's also like the biggest, not a big get, but like, if you're shooting a movie or a production and you're like, oh, Bon Jovi's son wants to be in this, that's great. He must really suck ass to not get roles. How you Bon Jovi's son and they still don't want you? He's probably horrible.
Also, I feel like we're missing the biggest key component here.
What?
You're going to love this. If you're a baseball player,
mm-hmm.
famous,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm your son,
yes.
and I'm trying to be a football player,
mm-hmm.
is the talent in the room with us? Like, what does that have to do with anything? Acting and singing are not the same. Bon Jovi's a singer, so why would you be... like, that doesn't just automatically... If he was singing... Okay, if he was trying to be in a band,
mm-hmm.
that would make more sense because it's like, okay, Bon Jovi's your dad.
Yes.
He's a famous singer, so maybe you're a good singer. Acting in same realm, but different things.
I think he's just trying to get as much nepotism as he can get out of his... Squeeze as much of his dad's resources as he can. And no matter what field it is. But we should say that Jake Bon Jovi, he does have one job. He's in a movie called Rock Bottom where he basically plays his dad. So.
That's a perfect role for him.
Well.
Won't
win an Oscar.
That's a great role for you.
Oh, he's also been cast in another movie called Sweethearts. But no one cares. And honestly, if I was a casting director, I would never cast Jake Bon Jovi after this.
Because he's saying, like...
Yeah, what your dad is not going to do is get on the internet and threaten us or get an interview.
Well, and then what about all the other people who aren't getting the job because they're not right fit? They don't get to go and make a headline about, like, you're not picking me because I'm so-and-so and so-and-so.
Or better yet, what about all the people that audition on Zoom and get the job? Case rested.
Right.
Moving on.
What's it called? Gavel?
The gavel, yes. Okay. Whatever that thing, your little hammer drilling is. All right. Last story, because we were talking too much. There is a Disney character... or a woman who was playing Snow White at Disney World, she got fired because she took to Instagram and she posted according to her, she's been kind of like sharing tidbits from her Disney experience for some time. She's a part of the Disney College program, which, believe it or not, I almost was a part of the Disney College
program. I'm obsessed. That's a belief.
So she's a part of this program where the kids just come to Disney World for like a semester. They work. Apparently it's really hard work, okay. But that's besides the point. She was playing Snow White. So she was the young person who was hired to come and pretend to be Snow White at Disney World. She then went home and was like posting things on her Instagram that basically implied that like, yo, I'm Snow White. Like, I'm the Snow White at Disney World. So she posted like a younger photo of herself as like Snow White when she was younger. But the caption kind of led people to obviously figure out that she was in fact the Snow White. And then she got fired. And she's like, oh, I don't know why they fired me.
Okay. When you are working at Disneyland, the whole point is keeping the magic alive for the kids.
Exactly.
That is ingrained even in the movies and like all that shit, right? If you're now you're just trying to get clout. Like,
that's all she was doing. Like,
and again, I don't see the harm in terms of like, I doubt many 3-year-olds are like on her
IG. Instagram, right.
But to Disney's defense, this is the job. These are the rules. If you don't want to fall, like, that'd be like me coming to TMZ and being like, well, I saw a breaking story and I wanted to break it before
and
you.
And I put it on my Instagram.
I put it on my Instagram.
That's not how that works.
You know how many times you want to do that? We
that's
can't.
Not
that's
that
not
works.
How it works. Yeah. Fired immediately. Like, that's kind of like, this is the job. These are the rules. Take it or leave it.
Deal with it. Yeah. So sources close to like the Disney situation basically said that Disney said exactly what you said. Like, the whole point of Disney World is to
keep the magic alive.
Keep the magic alive.
And if you're saying, my name is whatever her name is,
yeah, right,
and I'm Snow White, well, it's like, then Snow White's not real. Two things here. If your kid did see that IG, your kid should not be having Instagram that young.
Yeah,
two,
it's a little weird.
If they did see it, it is her fault.
All right, well, shout out to Sophia Dotter. That's her name. She ain't got a job right now. And honestly,
maybe go on your socials and act like Snow White.
Then Disney would sue her.
They
would
really?
Yes. You can't like go on.
No, just go to the amusement park dressed up.
Oh, I don't think they let you in full
our
costume, do they?
No, yeah.
No, Branson, yes. Our associate producer who goes to Disney World.
Wait, are you serious?
Every other week, he doesn't have a microphone. Don't talk to him directly. Branson, our associate producer, explained that because you're talking to him and he can't talk back and the audience can't hear him. He just said that, no, you cannot go to Disney World with full costume. So she couldn't show up like as Snow White with 7 little people. They would be like, get out. You know what? I'm tired of all these kids. Between Sophia Dotter and Jake Bon Jovi, I'm tired. Stop crying all the damn time.
Also, I'm worried because we need carpenters, electricians. We need the car mechanic.
We need firefighters.
We need firefighters. Like, we need a hairstylist. Like, we need to go into different realms. We can't all be influencers, idiot podcasters like us,
exactly.
Editors at TMZ. We need doctors and dermatologists.
We need smart people. Why y'all worry about the wrong damn thing, sis? You worry about being Snow White.
Okay, Snow White didn't work out. Time for med school. Like, we gotta really figure it out.
Exactly. All right, we got literally 2 minutes.
Okay.
Anything else you want to talk about?
What was the topics I wanted to talk about? I forgot.
Kanye West wanted to have a threesome with Michelle Obama.
Weird.
Okay, well, you brought it up.
What? Okay, well, you think it's, okay, perfectly normal. You want to watch?
No, like, I don't think.
Then give your thoughts quickly.
I don't think that's normal. I think that's extremely disrespectful
Thank
to
you.
Say about a former first lady
Agreed.
Of our world. Also, if somebody would have said that about Bianca, Kanye would have went on a rant for days.
Oh my God, like.
That's my wife.
Okay, then what was the next one we wanted to talk about? We got to do a Gypsy Rose shout out real quick. What?
Considering that this is the unofficial Gypsy Rose recap podcast.
You know what? And the comments are loving it. They love her and they hate her.
They love her and hate her.
This is what I'm going to say for the Gypsy Rose recaps really quickly.
Here's the Gypsy Rose update. Go.
It's not an update. It's ask questions.
Well, there is a little bit of an update.
Yes, there is.
The update is,
they are officially like not together anymore.
Yes, they have not filmed together since their separation.
And Ryan wants to get back together.
According to sources, Ryan wants to work it out and Gypsy is enjoying
single life. And what do we have to say about this? Get out there, queen. I'm so happy for you. But find a celeb.
Ooh.
New teeth, new nose, new man. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
And comment down below who you think Gypsy should go on a date with.
All right. Okay. They literally hate every week when we glow about how
I don't
Gypsy Rose.
Guys, like, this is America. We, you know,
we what?
It's not like she was an axe.
Because kind of. Okay, well, we're gonna get out of here.
It's interesting though, right?
Stephanie's going to Stagecoach this weekend.
I am. I went to Coachella. Now I'm going to Stagecoach.
So if you see
me.
Say hello.
Honestly, I...
Don't say hello. If you know anything about our Coachella weekend,
our Coachella weekend was fucking crazy. But if you see me, say hi.
Okay.
You'll be my... I'll buy you a drink.
Drinks are like $18.
And I would perform. I'd buy you a drink, whatever you want.
And perform?
Perform the drink. Oh. Like, here you go.
I'm thinking you about to like break dance. And
oh, yeah. I go, I will do a live podcast. 5 minutes. Whatever topic you choose.
Oh, shit. All right, Stephanie. Well, have fun at Stagecoach.
Stephanie, to call me that is crazy. Steph.
Okay, Steph.
Stephanie's when I'm in trouble.
All right, Steph. Until...
Bye, Stephanie. Wild Morel. Wild Young.
Not you putting my real government name on the podcast.
You did mine.
All right. We'll see y'all later.
It's giving her just like secret identity.